This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Joanna Impey in Bonn. Israel and the Palestinians battled each other for a third day on Saturday, with one Israeli man killed by a rocket attack from Gaza. The Popular Resistance Committee, a radical militant group blamed by Israel for the killing of 8 Israelis near the Egyptian border on Thursday, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The quartet on the Middle East, made up of the US, the EU, the UN and Russia, condemned the rocket and mortar fire on southern Israel that began on Thursday and warned of a risk of escalation. Meanwhile, Israel's diplomatic woes were piling up, with Egypt threatening to recall its ambassador to Jerusalem over the deaths of several Egyptian policemen, killed by Israeli forces as they pursued those behind the attack that killed the 8 Israelis. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak said on Saturday that his country regretted the deaths of the Egyptian policemen, but Egypt is looking for an official apology. Exiled opponents of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said they were meeting in Istanbul on Saturday to launch a national council to coordinate the fight against the Syrian regime. Emboldened by growing global pressure on Assad after the US and European allies called for him to step down on Thursday, opposition groups both inside and outside the country say they are seeking to unite the field, media and political efforts of the pro-democracy movement. The United Nations estimates that more than 2,000 people have been killed in the violent crackdown on anti-government protesters during the last few months. Libyan rebels on Saturday claimed to have taken full control of the strategic port city of Brega and are closing in on the capital, Tripoli. Arab broadcaster Al Jazeera has reported that the capture of Brega gives rebels control of the city's key oil installations, adding to the oil refinery captured in Zawiya 2 days ago. Tunisian troops reportedly clashed with unknown armed Libyans overnight near Tunisia's border to Libya and Algeria after the group was intercepted in the desert. Meanwhile, Muammar Gaddafi's former right-hand man, Abdel Salam Jalloud, is said to have defected to rebel-held territory in Libya's western mountains. Jalloud served as Libya's prime minister in the 1970s. You're listening to Deutsche Welle Radio News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel used a video podcast on Saturday to call on Serbia to resume talks with Kosovo, aimed at cooling recent tensions. Merkel is headed to Belgrade on Tuesday and said that one of her tasks will be to get Serbia to resume dialogue. Relations between Serbia and Kosovo hit a new rough patch in late July, with violent clashes on their border that left one ethnic Albanian policeman dead. Belgrade has refused to recognise Kosovo's declaration of independence in 2008. Organisers of the Catholic Church's World Youth Day celebrations say some 1 million young pilgrims have gathered outside Madrid to hear Pope Benedict XVI deliver a prayer vigil on Saturday night. The pilgrims waited for the Pope in the blistering heat on a day when Spanish Interior Ministry had warned people to stay indoors due to the high temperatures. Hundreds of those waiting for the Pope had to be treated for dizziness, fainting and heat stroke. After the prayer vigil, the young people are set to spend the night under the stars at the Cuatro Vientos Air Base, about 8 kilometres southwest of Madrid. Benedict is expected to celebrate the closing mass for the 6-day youth festival at the base on Sunday morning. And finally to sports. In Saturday's Bundesliga action, Bayern Munich crushed Hamburg 5-0 at home. Defending champions Dortmund got back to their winning ways with a 2-0 victory over Nuremberg, while last season's runners-up Leverkusen had a 1-0 win at Stuttgart. Werder Bremen beat Freiburg 5-3, while newly promoted Augsburg are still looking for their first ever Bundesliga win after losing 2-0 at Hoffenheim. Cologne drew 1-1 with visiting Kaiserslautern. For more news and information, you can visit our website, tw-world.de. Joanna Impey, Deutsche Welle Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.